Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But they got half a dozen tonight, and Carolina will remain perfect at 7-0-0. They're on their feet here in the PNC as the clock expires. The Hawks fall to 0-6-2.
Pat Foley on the call last night's hockey game. The Blackhawks blew a game, blew a 2-0 lead, gave up 100 straight goals. Lost again, haven't won all year, and that's not the story. The game doesn't matter. Welcome in, welcome back. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mark Grody. He's Dr. Grody, because I need to lay down on Dr. Grody's couch and do some therapy, and I need our audience, fellow suckageers on Saturday Suckage, to help me out. So, Mark, here is the salient thought. Here's what my week was about. That is somebody's child. That is somebody's son. Mm-hmm. That's all I could think about when I saw Kyle Beach. He was brave, vulnerable. He was right, and he was scarred. And what happened was this came just days after my son got married. You know, we got celebration of my love and happiness of Brandon and Emily got married, and then at the same time news comes that the father of the bride tests positive for COVID. So now we're all rushing around to get tests amid all this, and that'll shatter your joy. So all of the family came back negative. That's it. So while this is going on, while you're waiting, while you're on edge, anybody who's been in a group where somebody tests positive and now you want to know immediately and there's a rapid test, but it's not as accurate, and you go through all this. So that's what I was doing. And this is while all this is going on, there is the report from Jenner and Block that the Blackhawks paid for, and that's a problem. And there is Kyle Beach's interview. And I'm watching all this about the sick, inhuman Blackhawks and detail after detail about this despicable cover-up of a coach sexually assaulting a player. Two executives resigned, Stan Bowman and Al McIsaac. They're parents, both of them, I think. Certainly Bowman is. And the two biggest players, two biggest names on the team, offered support of the executives of the parents who covered up the sexual assault, again, of somebody's child. I mean, I had to take a breath then. This is exponential depravity. This is a cover-up that began before the Hawks were to play in the Stanley Cup Final in 2010, if you're late coming to this story. And here we are 11 years later with a bit of justice being dispensed. And I was really sad and depressed. The confluence of all this... This is somebody's child, somebody's son, his life forever altered, scars that might never heal. And there he is in this television interview apologizing, saying he would apologize to the Michigan teenager who was later sexually assaulted by Brad Aldridge, the same video coach who sexually assaulted Kyle Beach in Chicago. And he would apologize for not doing enough. And I'm thinking, imagine. The player who was victimized sexually, emotionally, mentally, and then treated like a human toilet by the morally bankrupt Hawks, he was the one apologizing for not being able to help other young men. I mean, that's the part that wrecked me. Both of these, Kyle Beach and this young man from Michigan, they're both somebody's son. So I had all these kaleidoscopic emotions. I pinballed through, I call them the 12 stages of disbelief. Shock, of course, at first, the depth of it. Then I hated the organization. I hated Taves and Kane for being uneducated figureheads. I spit on Rocky Wirtz's investigation that he paid for that magically found him not culpable. And I was grieving for Kyle Beach and the young man in Michigan. And I began to regret every failure of my parenting. And I just filled up with guilt as well, writing glowing things about the con man, McDonough, the coward, Quenville. All the soulless pukes who were in that room, deciding, talking about this sick act perpetrated on somebody's son. And I keep coming back to that, somebody's child, and here's why, Mark. Mm-hmm. I felt I had to protect my kids from every bad thing as a parent. I had to see it in advance and shield them, and look, I know it's not possible. That was the goal. So I remember a lot of my failures. And every failure is a regret. It's a pang of guilt, scar forever. I beat myself up over it. And it doesn't matter how old my kids are. I'm sure there are other parents who feel the same way. Brandon's 32. That's mm-hmm. a year older than Kyle Beach. You know, they're still my kids.
Yep.
They're still somebody's children, and that somebody is mine. And that's all I could think about. Somebody's child, and those parents are wrecked. And I have no doubt that Kyle Beach's parents poured as much love as possible into him after that happened, after he came out. It came clean, and he talked about what happened with that sick bleep Aldrich did and the depraved, despicable organization that crapped all over him. And I know this is not about me. I'm sharing this because I'm all over the place with my feelings. And maybe other people are too. Maybe there are other people foundering around mentally and emotionally. Or maybe, Mark, you, maybe our fellow succageers have solutions for dealing with this and helping others. So anyways, our phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. Help. I need some group therapy.
Well,
so that's kind of where I am.
Well, what really well put by you, and I've been, like I said, we talked a little bit on the phone, but I've been looking forward to hearing your thoughts on this as a parent and as a hockey scribe throughout your life. And I think the big thing is for you and for Kyle Beach that, and this is like psychology 101, but it fits. It's not his fault. It's not your fault. And he needs to, Kyle Beach, my God, needs mm-hmm. to forgive himself for what he perceived as letting down this 16-year-old. And it, you know, it resonates. That's the part. You're right. He is kind of crying throughout the entire interview, but then when that question is asked, and I think the question was put to him as, what do you want to say to him? And then he just it goes up a gear in terms of the tears and the angst and the hurt that he's feeling. So, and It is such a different perspective. You're right, because I do. I am not a parent. I have never been a parent. But I know and have learned that bond is so heavy duty, and that you and parents everywhere put themselves in that same position and thought, oh my God, that same thing could happen to me as well. And it's just devastating as well. And I give you crap for using caustic language. Every caustic word you want to use to describe this Stevie Sunshine, it is totally and completely fair game. Whatever name calling you want to do for John McDonough and Joel Quenneville, and my God, I mean, there's nothing that we can say about Brad Aldridge that would do it justice. But yeah, I mean, Quenneville gets whacked, that's good. Stan Bowman gets whacked, that's good. Where's John McDonough? Where's he?
He's hiding.
He's hiding.
He's hiding.
Yep.
You know, he's cowardly. And the fact that they could all be so soulless, so totally without conscience. They're all parents. They all have kids. You're doing this to somebody's child.
Yeah.
You are diminishing. It's a cipher. You've turned him into nothing. And what was even worse was Quenneville's writing some kind of glowing report. And that about him and for one of the jobs and then claiming, well, I never knew anything about it or while it happened. And you just, they're liars. They're totally without, they're morally bankrupt. And that's, so now as a parent, I'm torn up. As a hockey fan, how can you like this team?
Yeah.
I could never love, I don't believe for a minute that Rocky Wirtz didn't know unless he told McDonough, I never want to know anything
right.
bad.
Right.
You have to keep me shielded, which is just as cowardly, right? We've seen that happen. And you know what? And it goes, if this is what we now know 11 years later, what else don't we know?
Right. I was just going to say that. What else went down on John McDonough's watch, on Rocky Wirtz's watch, on Danny Wirtz's watch? Because, yeah, this would make one think. It would be absolutely logical to connect your dots to other things having happened. I think maybe further investigation needs to happen. And you know what? I think that Rocky Wirtz needs to hold another press conference. You know, because if they really are going to get Brad Aldridge's name off the cup, have they done it? Have they done that yet? I know that supposedly they were looking forward to doing that. I think that they should hold another press conference and say, yep, we have done this. What other questions do you guys have about our organization? If they think that, that's the worst part about it. They think that since they had Jenner and Block do all this and the investigation is out and anybody could read it and everybody is airing it out and we're all ripping, they think, okay, we've done our job. Life goes on. I don't think so. Get back out in front of this. And I think reporters who cover the Blackhawks need to stay on top of this thing, too, for the rest of this year.
The idea of the letter he wrote to the Hockey Hall of Fame, to Lanny McDonald, asking that the Brad Aldrich's name be X'd out, is it on the Stanley Cup for unforgivable behavior. Well, guess what? Everybody's name should be. Everybody who was in the room, everybody who knew about it, and that includes, and the players knew about it a year later, and Jonathan Toews, Captain Crap the Bed, who's talking up Stan Bowman and McIsaac, and it has nothing to do with your relationship with them. They're not good people. Your relationships with them, your thoughts of them, and they're irrelevant. This was somebody's child, and you as the captain, or you as the biggest name scorer on the team, you guys did nothing to stop the homophobic slurs, the diminishing of Kyle Beach. Players said it happened. You're lying if you say otherwise. And when Jonathan Toews comes off so hollow and as morally bankrupt as anybody was in that room making that decision not to discipline Brad Aldrich before the Stanley Cup Finals. If you're Jonathan Toews saying, well, I wish we could have done more. Well, you could have. You're the captain. There is nobody in uniform who had greater credibility than you. And you didn't stop it. You didn't change it. Nothing happened. I just think, I again, as a parent, you want I'm outraged. How could you let this happen? Those are other kids the same age. Taves and Kane and is Kyle Beach. And you, as a parent, my heart goes out to Kyle Beach. That's somebody's child. Other children aren't looking out for him. Adults aren't looking out for him. They're treating him as they're wiping their feet on him. Say, we don't need him. And again, that where this goes, what other things, if the Blackhawks are capable of this inhuman and unconscionable act when it comes to a prospect who didn't mean anything but might affect winning a Stanley Cup, what depths of depravity, sickness, morally bankrupt actions would they stoop to protect and cover, eradicate everything related to a player, I don't know, who got charged with, was accused of or had allegations of, let's say, some other sexual assault. Nothing can be put past the sick acts. Nothing can, the Blackhawks are to be questioned on everything. And like as a parent, it's like my heart went out to Kyle Beach and his parents, but as a parent, do you teach your, what do you do with this? Do you teach your kid to root for the Blackhawks? Not to root for the Blackhawks?
Yeah. I mean, I think you let them see everything. Let them see the report. Tell them what you know. And then if they're at the appropriate age with something like this, in terms of choosing, you let them make their choice. You know, if they know everything about it and they are educated on it, it's their decision at this point. And I would imagine that there are we'll see if it's a temporary blackout of the Blackhawks or if people actually go away from them. Do you want to take some calls on this, Steve? Because there are tons of people calling. Do you want to do that or would you rather not?
I would like that. I would love to see what our fellow suckageers on Saturday Suckage have to say. I need the group therapy.
Okay.
You know, maybe somebody, whatever your viewpoints are, I want to hear it. Right, wrong, indifferent. So Jordan in Libertyville, is that where we start, Caesar?
Let's do it. Yes.
Yep, we got Jordan in Libertyville.
All right, Jordan, welcome to the Score.
Hey, so you can say what you want about McDonough or Quinville, but ultimately this fell at Rocky Wirtz's feet, or the Wirtz's feet, and he did nothing. The one that could have stopped this whole thing was him. He had the Trump card, anything, he could have stopped everything. So, I mean, they could be cowards and they should have said something and all this other stuff, but ultimately he was the one that could stop this. I'm a high school principal. If someone comes to me and says something about inappropriate behavior of some kind, I'd be shouting from the rooftops as quickly as possible, partially out of self-preservation and for the safety of that child. So I don't understand why they chose to protect a video coach. And on top of it, they didn't have
because
to
of the Stanley Cup, Jordan. Because the Stanley Cup was the most important thing in their world. It was the only thing. Remember, one goal. That was it. They were so driven by that. John McDonough took over the Hawks and said it's time to win the Stanley Cup. That was his mantra. That was the only thing he cared about. Joel Quenneville. Nobody likes winning more than me. That was the only thing he cared about. That's the only thing any of them cared about. They weren't parents at that time. They had zero moral compass. It was all blown up. It's all about the Stanley Cup. Thanks for the call.
And it means
it.
And it probably means that they've gotten away with stuff in the past. So why can't we get away with this? You know? That's
right.
Like everybody's like, how could you do something like that? Well, it's because they've gotten away with it. You know, and a precedent is set. You know, like as an analogy, it's like, hey, why would anybody still use steroids in this era? Because tons of people are still getting away with it. And yeah, people get caught, yeah. And you're like, what an idiot. No, well, you know what? The people have gotten away with it. So what else have they gotten away with? You know?
Right, and you have to, the combination of money and clout, money and power, and you combine all that, and you have what with a formidable Hawks organization or Wirtz Corporation to make sure that you can get away with whatever you need to get away with, and that's why we're asking about other things. Scott in Highland Park, welcome to the Score. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call, Steve. Listen, I'm a 33 years I've had season tickets. I'm a parent of three kids, 16 and older, and I am a teacher and a high school coach. And for Rocky Wirtz to even come out at this point, to even claim that they're doing something about it, you know what? It's absolutely disgraceful. They knew about it. They could have done something after 2010. They could after they won. People would have still come back. I saw the interviews with Taze and Kane. They were completely tone deaf. Completely tone deaf. And on top of that, the worst thing is that Kevin Schiavelli met with Gary Bettman. He was in that room, and he knew what was going on, and he lied about knowledge. I don't care if he's an assistant GM. He knew about it, and he lied. And he should have been fired for lying. And you know what? It makes me sick. I'm giving up my tickets. This is an absolute disgrace. But they could have done something about it in 2010 after they won the Cup, okay? And Rocky Wirtz should be ashamed of himself. Great show, guys.
Thank you.
I agree. I'm with you, Scott. And here's, to make it even worse, further reporting, Rick Westhead has done a wonderful job.
Oh, my God.
Of this. He's from the Sports Network, TSN
incredible.
In Canada.
Yes.
He is the one who interviewed Kyle Beach, and he's executed terrific reporting throughout. Let this piece of news out in the last 24 hours, or highlighted this, I should say, because there's a lot to read, and your stomach turns, you want to vomit, and you see the moral depravity of the Hawks organization. Investigators say Brad Aldrich's Blackhawks employee file, quote, could not be located. So this is back to Westhead, Rick uh-huh. Westhead again, the TSN. HR execs tell me that the 2010 industry standard was computerized records. Deleting would leave a digital trail. Blackhawks refuse to say if they are investigating whether records destroyed purposefully. So they want to, Rocky wants us to believe that there's all of this transparency and here's Jenner and Block. Well, there's not. And Scott's point about, well, they could have done this after 2010. You know what they did after 2010, apparently? They blew up the employee file. They blew up the HR record of Brad Aldrich, so it couldn't be traced back
That's
to them.
That's so disgraceful. That is...
And you know what else?
What?
You know what else, Mark? This was something that had come out in the wake of the Jenner and Block investigation, all the reporting. 37 people refused to cooperate with a Blackhawks investigation.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure that a majority of those were players. Duncan Keith, for one. I didn't hear about it until last year. You know what? Duncan Keith has a long history of being a misogynist. And so I would characterize him as lying about that. And I would bet he did not sit down with investigators. Now, here's the difference. If the NHL does this, the NHL is going to get their attention. The NHL is not going to have 37 people refuse to go along with the questioning. So it's very convenient that the conflict of interest that the Wirtz has paid for this, Rocky Wirtz paid for this, the Blackhawks paid for this investigation. Here, we had this investigation, we gave them free run. Really, your foot in the bill for them. There wasn't a, why would anybody not believe there's a conflict of interest there? I don't know. They're playing people for stupid.
The torture that, because they didn't do anything about it in the waste of a human being's life, the torture they put him through for the next 11 years because they didn't do anything about it. Kyle Beach has talked about having changed as a person, going to alcohol and drugs because of it, to put that out of his, like, man, that he is owed so much. And what the Blackhawks have done so far ain't enough. Sorry. Get back out in front of it. Take more questions.
Yeah. Well, they can't because they want to arrive at some agreement with Kyle Beach, and they're fighting him in court still.
God.
They want to be able to determine the number. They don't want a judge or jury to determine the number. All right, look, we'll take a break. We seem to have people who want to talk about this, text about it, and I appreciate that. I'm looking for your thoughts, your help. Mark and I want to hear from you on this topic. Our phone number is 312-644-6767. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
There's definitely, that problem that happened in the past. And I think fans have the right to look at it the way they want. I think the organization under the leadership of Danny and Rocky, seem to have done a really good job as far as like setting Jenner and Block in place to investigate and also to release the findings and to make necessary changes. So I think the organization is doing everything they can to move forward the right way.
Are these players still afraid of John McDonough? What the hell?
Yeah. They are afraid. You know what? I was really mad at Captain Crap the Bed and whatever Patrick Kane had to say and the talking up guys who helped protect, you know, tried to diminish Kyle Beach, guy, the adults in the room who didn't realize that was somebody's child. And I was so mad that these two, you know, shovel the BS the way Taves and Kane shovel the BS. That should be the new ad campaign, the slogan. But here's what I think, Mark. Taves and Kane reflect a largely uneducated pool that hockey players come from. I mean, this is bigger than just a power play or a set playoff, a face-off. They risk being exposed as idiots, sick bleeps, and they were in this instance. But they're just stooges in this. And that's part of the way Shattuck St. Mary's produces hockey players. It doesn't produce Supreme Court justices. Well, that's probably not a bad comparison. But
you know,
it doesn't produce astrophysicists.
I know we want to speed through some of these calls to let people let it out, because we're all kind of doing this right now. But this text right here, I want to read it, because there are people who feel this way, and it needs to be extinguished pretty quickly. And it from the 224, can we stop acting like Kyle Beach was a juvenile? Kyle Beach was a grown man and adult. Grown men and adults do not get molested. What the Blackhawks organization did was despicable, but let's stop acting like a child was hurt here. If a man makes a pass or tries to fondle you as a grown man, it's the last time it happened. So why wasn't it the last time it happened then, Texter? Yeah, you bet Kyle Beach could have beaten the crap out of Brad Aldridge. So why didn't he? Because he thought that Brad Aldridge had power over his career, and Brad Aldridge basically said he had power over his career. So people need to stop with that, because I know there's a lot of people that aren't saying that. They're thinking, how could a guy that's 6'3 and 240 like let a little 5'8 guy? It's a power disparity. And yeah, that's a great question. That's part of the problem. Why would a guy who could beat the crap out of him let that happen? And it is a mind bleep. That's what it is.
That's what the cowardly con man John McDonough said to Jenner and Block investigators. And that's the tip. That is a Neanderthal feeling throughout the NHL. Well, you're bigger than him. Hit him. Well, he's a coach, and you put it right, Mark. It's about power. Our phone number is 312-644-6767. Lawrence in Sugar Grove, welcome to The Score. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks so much for taking my call, and I'll try and keep it brief and on point. But, oh, my gosh, that problem that happened in the past, are you kidding me? That infuriates me just to hear that. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't believe nobody's pointed this out yet. Two things. That time frame, 2010, 2011, that's when the Penn State scandal hit. And I'm surprised nobody's made that connection yet.
No, they've made the comparison, and they've looked at it, and the Joe Botts, and they've talked about it, and but it doesn't need to be compared to anything. Just look at the Blackhawks, look at the morally bankrupt people in that room, and making that decision to diminish somebody's child in pursuit of winning a Stanley Cup, because that's all that mattered.
Oh, yeah. Well, and has Theo Fleury weighed in on this yet? You know his story, right?
I know. And a lot of junior hockey stories. Again, this is unfortunately, and Gary Bettman has again stained the bed again with the way he's gone about this. The NHL should have taken the lead, should have investigated it. It's just sick that they don't. Let's move along. Thanks for the call. Mary on the Northwest side, welcome to The Score.
Hi. I'm so angry and sickened by the whole thing, but I am more sickened with the players than anything else. We have heard through sports since my brother started that this is a camaraderie, this is a brotherhood, we support each other. And they were nowhere to be found for this young man. And I hope that every time they look at their Stanley Cup ring, that they remember how morally bankrupt and complicit they are. And that supporting that young man since 2010, and it is on their heads for what happened to the young man in Michigan. And for Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane to come out and support management and not their fellow teammates is disgusting. And it has nothing to do with they're just stupid. They are disgusting, and they are thinking only of themselves. But this city and this team, anytime anything happened with Patrick Kane, we give him a break, and, oh, he's a good guy, and he's young. That is nothing but a bunch of crap. And it is on all of their souls, and they are all responsible for what happens to this young man with the Blackhawks and to the young man in Michigan. And they will have to go to their graves knowing that they are at fault and they are complicit.
If it bothers them, you know what, Mary? Strong words. I appreciate your passion. I'm glad you called. I appreciate the emotion. But, you know, when you heard in your family about, however you phrased it, about the camaraderie among the players on whatever team, and they're in that report, there, and what Kyle Beach said, the camaraderie were the homophobic slurs that every people made on the ice, people made in the locker room, nobody, that everybody made him the target as a result of what they knew about this incident and claimed they didn't know what was going on. I mean, see, that's infuriating, Mark. I mean, it's just the idea that These are the things that were reported and verified as best the investigators could. And this is what Kyle Beach says. He's been telling the truth all along. Why would you not believe him now? And the camaraderie was at the expense of somebody who is, again, diminished, minimized, whose life didn't mean anything because they were trying to win a Stanley Cup.
Yep. He was helpless and powerless, and it ruined him, and I hope that now he can begin a long process of recovery because he's got a long way to go.
Here's I saw this in the wake. There's so we've all seen so much in the wake of the report, in the wake of the interview with Kyle Beach and what people have had to say and not say. Adam Herman had retweeted this. He writes hockey content at Bleacher Report, and I'm not familiar with his work, but he made this point. I want to read this. For contrast, and this is basically what Toews and Kane had to say, this is what Anthony Bourdain wrote upon finding out about allegations, sexual assault allegations, whatever the allegations were, involving women in the kitchen against one of his closest friends, Mario Batali. And you may or may not remember the case, but that's what happened. Anthony Bourdain wrote, "Any admiration I have expressed in the past for Mario Batali and Ken Friedman, whatever I might feel about them, however much I admired and respected them, is, in light of these charges, irrelevant. I will not waste anybody's time with expressions of shock, surprise, or personal upset beyond saying that I am ashamed that I was clearly not the kind of person that women friends who knew and had stories to tell felt comfortable confiding in. In these circumstances, one must pick a side. I stand unhesitatingly and unwaveringly with the women. Not out of virtue or integrity or high moral outrage, much as I'd like to say so, but because late in life I met one extraordinary woman with a particularly awful story to tell, who introduced me to other extraordinary women with equally awful stories. I am grateful to them for their courage and inspired by them. That doesn't make me any more enlightened than any other man who had begun listening and paying attention. It does make me, I hope, slightly less stupid."
That's great.
Anthony Bourdain about finding out what happened to, you know, the charges against Mario Batali.
Good for him. That's powerful,
yeah,
man.
That's the right answer. That was Andrew Herman of Bleacher Report retweeting that. And I appreciate that because it's you look for ways to respond to this, and it's not about your relationship. Toews and Kane and their relationship. They lived in Bowman's house in his basement, and Oh my God.
A great text just came in too, Steve.
Yeah.
Had Mr. Beach decked his abuser, do you think management would have believed a member of the coaching staff or a member of the taxi squad? That's such a great point. That's it. He didn't feel he had the power to do anything, even though he could physically have demolished, you know, little Brad Aldridge if he had wanted to. But that's another great point, man. That's another great point. And then another thing, too, that a lot of texters have mentioned is, what about the HR department, human resources, with the Blackhawks? Like, where is the culpability on them? And who was the human resources director? How did it get handled? And are we allowed to dig into that information? I don't know if that's, like, how that works.
I don't know, but the Blackhawks won't make it work. They don't want any more than they want to let you know what they want to let you know. And by the way, believe us. And that we're footing the bill for this investigation, so we're not responsible for any. We're not guilty. It's just a load of crap. Let's take another call before we take a break. We will continue to want to hear from you. 312-644-6767. We'll take your calls until the top of the hour. Lisa in Evanston. Welcome to The Score. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. I wanted to say, I mean, I agree with everything that the two of you have said, and the callers are making such good points. But the thing that I wanted to pull forward is that it's not just Kyle Beach, and it's not just John Doe number two. It's all the other young men who Brad Aldridge attacked and molested, and he was convicted for one of them, but there's all the hundreds probably that we don't even know about that also are on the Blackhawks, or, you know, are on their, not their consciences, they don't have consciences, but on their soul, you know, that they were all also attacked because they let Brad Aldridge, you know, we're going to investigate you if you don't resign, and they let him resign, and they let him walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. Lisa, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate the emotion.
Thank you, Lisa.
And the frustration. Yeah, thanks for calling. Again, we keep coming back to this, and in a lot of these situations, if this is what we know, how much sickness is there that we don't know?
Right.
Or how much... what other conspiracies don't we know, or don't we have all the facts on? Whatever you believe, what do we actually know? And, you know, I used to say, Mark, I used to joke that I love hockey. I just hate what Bill Wirtz did to it in this city. And you know what? The idea that he didn't televise home games.
Yeah.
The whole thing seems so quaint in the wake of what his son's organization has contrived to do. Anyways,
I'll say this, and I haven't really, you know, I haven't felt comfortable like coming forward and saying too much about this because it's anonymous. But people know that I'm an alcoholic. I've been through troubles with alcohol, and I go to AA meetings and all that kind of stuff, and I've been in rehab, and I've met people who have turned to drinking because of abuse, sexual abuse, and confusion about their lives. So I know unfortunately, I know the fight that Kyle Beach is going through and has to, it doesn't just end now. Now the real work, unfortunately for him, in the midst of still trying to have a hockey career, the real work starts. And sadly, I've met some of these people, you know, throughout my journey as well. And no matter what I've gone through, what they've gone through is 100,000 times worse.
But it's still instructive. There is a path to light. There is a path. In the interview with Rick Westhead, he was talking about the support of his girlfriend and the support of his family. And that's where it has to start. I mean, it's friends and family who would be there, people to call. You have to call. You have to pick up a phone. And that's the start. And I think he's realizing that. And I'm sure that it was as painful as it was, and he was in tears, I was in tears, we were all in tears watching this, because it was, again, happening, in my view, it happened to somebody's child.
Yeah.
But there's something, I believe there's something therapeutic in that for him. And like you said, moving forward is moving forward. It's a step. And it may just be, you know, the phrase Kaizen, just a little bit better than yesterday.
There you go.
And one step in front of the, one foot in front of the other. That's how it has to be done. We'll take a break. We can come back. We welcome your phone calls. 312-644-6767. If you have thoughts on the morally bankrupt Blackhawks, we would like to hear them. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Grody, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
To be honest with you, and straightforward, I thought what I'd heard was this, was the beginning and the end of it, and not that it was a joke, but it was something that, that wasn't taken super seriously at the time. And, you know, I thought Brad being let go or resigning from the organization was the way that it was dealt with. And to me, it was water under the bridge. So had I been more connected anyway to the situation and known, you know, some of the more gory details of it, I like to say, yeah, I would have acted differently in my role as captain for sure.
Jonathan Toews answering a question. Not that I believe much of that. I don't know. What were the homophobic slurs on the ice and in the locker room? That wasn't a clue. That didn't carry on, whether Brad Aldrich was there or not. We're talking about the morally depraved Chicago Blackhawks as we have a couple minutes to go in the show. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mark Grody. 312-644-6767. Amir in Lake Bluff, welcome to The Score. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Two things, a comment and then a question. Thank you guys for discussing this so much today. I feel like here in Chicago, we haven't been talking about it enough this week. And it makes me sick to my stomach that over the last decade, I've actually supported the Blackhawks. And as a father of two, yeah, it just makes me sick. Questions I have is, when do you guys think the NHL is going to step in and investigate this independently? And then do you guys see a scenario where the NHL strips the Blackhawks of the Stanley Cup?
No, well, and no. I don't think they ever. Thanks, Amir. I don't think the Blackhawks get stripped of any Stanley Cups.
Nope.
You know, if you're going to X out Brad Aldrich's name, then all the adults in the room who conspired to protect him, their names need to be X'd out for all the Stanley Cups they won. And the NHL is not going to do anything. There will be no further investigation. The NHL didn't want to investigate it in the first place. And now that there's an investigation in place and action is, you know, people have left their jobs and whatever it is, the NHL is perfectly content to pay no attention to the morally depraved people behind the curtain.
Well, that's what I hate about this. They think the NHL and the Blackhawks think that since they did this independent investigation and everything came out and people are getting fired, that it's all over. Yeah. And now this is the wait for it to go away phase that the Blackhawks and the NHL are hoping to occur. This is it. Now this is like the okay, we've done it. We don't need to return any more calls. We were transparent. We let it out. We let the score bash us for a week. There it go. Make it go away. And now it is up to reporters, the Blackhawks, people like you and I, Steve, everybody at this radio station, to stay on it. And I'll say it a third time. I think Rocky Wirtz has to hold another press conference to take more questions on this.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Right now I'm at a. I talked earlier about all the kaleidoscopic emotions just pinballing all over the place of feeling frustrated and hating myself and hating the Blackhawks and feeling sorry for the uneducated Toews and the uneducated Kane. But that's what happens in hockey, and my heart going out. The heartbreaking story that Kyle Beach told, and yet the bravery amid the vulnerability. And I keep coming back to this, that I hate them so much that I would, just recognizing the Stanley Cups, I hope that this organization, I hate them so much that I hope Jeremy Colliton remains coach forever. That's just one of the things I want to have happen.
Bring back Alpo.
Yeah. Well, they did. That's who he is. He's just, it's ridiculous.
But, dog food.
And just to say that, though, I feel so frustrated that okay, the hockey doesn't matter. Well, they made sure the hockey doesn't matter by the way they're playing. But just to bring up a hockey game, it just appeals by what the lack of credibility that this ownership will have going forward. Because I don't believe that this was an independent investigation. They paid for it. They paid the bill.
Yeah.
They're paying the bill for this. This is a conflict of interest. Anybody could see that. Even the con man coward McDonough. But they like to have a rigged game, and that's the way they look at it. So.
Woo! Well, Stevie, you did a good job, man. I know you're like crushing yourself for all this stuff.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Grody.
You got a good son. Brandon's a good... I played softball with your son, okay? Brandon's a good kid. The diva, she came in the Cubs booth when I was on the tour.
Yeah, I know. You were great to my kids.
Gave her a tour ticket. Great. You done surprisingly well, Steve. Surprisingly well.
Surprisingly well.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
I want to thank Ryan Horvat for talking about the Bears betting line. I want to thank Cesar Perez. Cesar did an excellent job. These were pretty different circumstances. Thank you. I want to thank everyone who called. I mean, all of you fellow suckageers who texted and called in this emotionally draining story for all of us and all the conflicts that we have going on. I want to thank you. I'm very appreciative. Mark and I really appreciate your contribution.
You.
So next week we'll even have the suckage roll call. We didn't even do that.
Yeah.
That's how the news breaking and then the emotional stuff we're talking about, we're going to do a roll call and we'll get back to normal. You say? Right? Good?
Sounds good to me.
You?
Yeah, and if you didn't hear Matt Nagy not coaching the Bears, it'll be Chris Tabor because of COVID protocol. That was the breaking news.
Now when they get 36 points, they're going to fire Matt Nagy or just keep him in COVID for the rest of the year. That's the plan. He's Mark Grody. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Thank you, fellow Secageers, for listening today. We'll be back next week. As long as nobody important listened to the program. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Later.
It wouldn't have been possible if we weren't here to be told how much we suck. So, kudos to you guys for sucking as bad as we do.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.